Welcome to the challenge, Ride or Dies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Right Reality Podcast. I'm Steve.
And I'm Nixie. We're here to recap episode 2 of the challenge, Ride or Dies, Friend or Faw. Is it faux? 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 Fox? Fox? F-A-U-X. How do I say that word?
What does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding.
That's the official title, guys. Those words. Uh-huh. You might not have seen that on your TV guide, but we can confirm for 100% facts. No fake news here.
It's not faux, because faux is F-O-E.
Friend or foe? Faux. Like,
it's like du moi.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Letters don't make the sounds that they're supposed to make. Okay.
I've never understood it. Home Depot, just get rid of the T. It's not needed. Just get rid of it.
You're right. We should make a stand on this. Fuck this episode. Let's fight Home Depot.
There'll be a change.org link in the hotties for us to change the name of Home Depot to Home Depot legally. So be sure you sign up for that.
Yeah, yeah. Change is needed. Be a part of history.
Right here at The Right Reality. You know what? Even companies have to learn and grow, and we're going to put our foot down.
Yeah. And you know what, Steven? We were part of history this episode because for two reasons. One, we had two good episodes back to back, which I can't think of the last time they've done that. And two, are you going to tell the hotties what we got?
A mother effing screener!
We finally got one, guys. Hooray. That's why you're listening to this, hopefully a day earlier than you would have normally. Because our lives are still a dumpster fire. Woo! We are still getting this done. So hopefully moving forward, things will be uploaded faster for us because MTV has finally acknowledged our presence.
Cannot confirm or deny if they meant to send it to us or they send it to us. We will know that next week.
Yep. Uh-huh. That's a good point.
So we don't know yet. They are probably realizing when I replied and like, thank you so much. This is great. And they didn't reply that this was like, oh, shit, who put them on the list? This was the do not send to list. But whatever. We got it. It was fantastic. Another moment in history. Let's just add another one because, you know, we like things in threes here.
Okay.
We definitely got our first previously on of the season.
100%.
There's no other explanation. They didn't even have one because their two versions were the things we both guessed.
So we got some aerial shot with a TJVO.
Right. And
there wasn't even a waterfall for him to scream next to. Like, come on.
If you're going to do it right.
Okay? Yeah.
We don't ask you too much. So we definitely got previously on right. There'll be a point in the official point book, which is right next to the official rules list.
It's in the corner, the conspiracy corner.
Yes, it's in the dark corner of the conspiracy corner. You need a key badge. You just got to scan your way in. But we definitely got it. Our first points of the year. I'm sure many more to come.
Yeah, this is our season.
I'm so excited for it. Let's get into the rest of this week's episode coming up this week.
Yes.
Dr. Mixie gives advice to a certain challenger.
Great.
We play corny or cool, and the producers are back to being absolutely diabolical. And let's start with the diabolical move.
Okay.
We're going to start with the diabolical move, and then we'll progress back in order, guys. So we're going to try back in order as we've done. And then, hotties, you get to be the determination of which way you like, just the free-flowing talking. Or start from the beginning and work to the end. So the diabolical move. I have seen some diabolical things on this show over the years. From production, from challengers. But having Tori tell us she was depressed and on antidepressants and broken, for lack of a better term. To then bring in Jordan at the end of this episode might be the top three most diabolical moments. And the other thing was, what was so diabolical about it is we all at home knew what was going to happen. This poor girl is like finally talking about it on camera for the first time, talking about having to go on antidepressants and being sad all the time and all that. Just the lowest of lows. For us to be at home going, oh, God. Oh, no.
I mean, it was diabolical. It's going to be great TV, though. Like, I'm so excited for next episode of these two to, like, go at it. I'm really... Did you know that it was Jordan that broke up with Tori? Is that new information or is that old information?
I don't think we ever officially knew.
Okay.
But I don't know if we officially know.
That is true. Yeah, because she said he broke up with her. And then when Devin was talking about, Devin was like, when Tori left Jordan, and I was like, well, that's not what she said happened.
Classic.
Because.
Classic relationship stuff.
Like, I think that I would like to know what actually happened there. I need a timeline. Again, I love a good timeline. I need a timeline.
Everybody needs a timeline when we're talking about things such as this.
Agreed.
Let's not muddy the waters up a bit. I'd like a clean water. I'm not swimming in no, like, creek or, like...
Ooh, love a good creek.
Or, like, a riverbed, like a deep river.
Nice canal.
Yeah, backyard canal. No, I want to see the water. If I'm swimming in the body of water, I got to see what's in there. I got to make sure there's no, you know, critters and stuff.
I understand that. And that's valid. And that's fair. I really want Jordan to fuck somebody in that house.
Oh, my God. Who do you want?
Can you imagine? I don't care. I'm not even going to pick. Don't care who it is. Somebody.
What if she was to fuck Anissa? Thoughts?
Amazing. Hilarious. Incredible. The best television show to ever exist, if that happened. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm curious to see how Tori's going to react to them being... quote, ride or dies, which, by the way, there's been tons of information coming out that Anissa had a different partner and that Jordan had already said no to doing the show. And then Anissa's partner, for some reason, didn't come, like, it fell through. And then she was just there. And then Jordan came back from his whatever he was shooting early. And then he was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. If I'm Tori, I'm pissed at Anissa. Pissed.
I don't think Anissa really has much to do with this other than just being like, yeah, I'm here for my appearance check as per usual. And I probably have to keep coming on the show to keep my other check as part of, like, I guess they do some version of what we do together. I don't know. Never heard it.
Ugh, I can't imagine it would be good.
Probably not. Probably at some point you just got to put other people in there because people are getting sick of it, you know, and probably there's a lot of comments on whatever platform it would be hosted on talking about how they don't like it and how they're not good at it. But that's just if that were to happen. That'd be an all-timer.
Amazing. Amazing. It would make up for the fact that Turbo's now gone, which I know everybody's like, fuck Turbo, he's the worst, he's toxic, and I'm not gonna disagree with any of those statements, but you gotta admit he was good fucking TV, and I am sad to see him go.
Great television. The argument that we're gonna discuss coming up here is all time, because Bananas was involved for a little bit of this too, and I loved every second of it, because Bananas is back, boys and girls. Bananas is back. The quote-unquote show saver, as he's called himself. He's got merch calling himself a show shaver? No. A show saver.
Saver.
Yeah, he's not shaving the show.
He savors the show.
There it goes. Yeah, and he's not shaving TJ Lavin. That glorious, like, facial hair TJ Lavin's got going on. But TJ looked very excited to have him back.
He did. He looked very happy to have him back. I think TJ's just loving... throwing a wrench in this, in what everybody thinks. They're like, oh, okay, we've added six teams. There's no more people that'll come in. And TJ's like, hee hee ha ha, fuck you. Here's another person.
He does like doing stuff like this. He just gets some sort of kick out of it that I get a kick that he's got a kick out of it from.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. It was cute to see them excited. We got a Banani montage.
We did.
Which was nice to see on my end, because obviously, as we all know, I do not have 5-7 seasons under my belt, so I don't know dick shit.
We're so close. What are we going to say next season?
I don't. Well, I'll still be far from 7 seasons, so.
I have 5, but not 7 seasons?
Yes. So I need to check myself. But I thought that was really sweet. Didn't you tell me they dated for a while? Because it kind of seems like he is still got a little soft spot for her.
He will always have the soft spot for the Nani. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was like an official date situation. I think it was like, hey, we like making out and banging each other, potentially.
A bone with benefits. Got it.
Sure. And then they were like, listen, this is not going to work. We're better as friends. And they've just always been that way. He's also like Leroy and Nani on the same season. So I think it was kind of like in that same range there.
Took everything in me to not Leroy Jenkins when you said Leroy, but I didn't do it, and I would just like to state for the record that I didn't do it.
If you guys don't know Leroy, ready?
You want to
do it together?
My internet's too bad. It's gonna be 5 seconds later. Which, by the way, everybody, next week my audio will be back to normal. I apologize. My life is in shambles. Everything's fine.
I just like how you go. My life is in shambles. Everything's fine.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. But Devin and Bananas end up being in the same room. I would pay somebody to see, just to hang in that room. I would just want to be in that room. They should sell admission to being in that room.
Oh, yeah.
Devin said, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how we got here, but I'm happy to see you, Johnny. I was so giddy. I was like, look at this.
It is. It was cute. It was the perfect start to honestly a fantastic episode. I really like start to finish. Good fucking episode.
It was wonderful. Just to think these two being in the same room after how many seasons ago that basically Johnny was saying terrible things about Devin because his dad died and shit like that. And
oh my goodness.
It was horrific.
Good Lord.
What an interesting, like, Devin just standing over him at the reunion being like, do it. Say something again. I'll fucking knock your head off.
You know what was horrific to me?
Huh?
We get to the daily and Emmy has quit. And Nam, once again, is handed the short end of the stick and is no longer in the challenge. I would love to see this guy fucking compete in the challenge. I've yet to watch him.
My boy Nam.
Because they didn't even show, they barely showed him on the first episode. And everybody on the hotties was like, Nam's back. I'm so excited to see Nam. I'm like, oh great. People really like him. Can't wait to meet him. Nope.
No. Nam just can't catch a break on this show. He just can't catch a break. And even when he did have a partner and they were in the show for a while, she was Looney Tunes. And they were like, it was just, I feel bad for my guy. One of the hotties mentioned, hold on, I'll make sure I give you love when you say something like that as part of the hotties. I don't know where your post is now. I feel really bad about that.
I just posted them.
Oh, you just posted them all. Okay.
Yeah, they're live.
One of the hotties did say something about go check out Emmy's post on the Instagram because she kind of explained what's going on. I listened to it. Basically, for lack of a better term, she thinks she is the reality queen of Germany. She got there. They all quarantined. She was not aware of the fact that she was going to be an alternate. She was an alternate. Thought that was kind of disrespectful. When they did get put in the house, Nam was constantly telling her, don't say anything, telling her basically shut the fuck up.
Well, that's the fucking game.
Exactly. And she's like, I understand how reality TV works. I've been on reality TV more than you have. I like to stir the pot. I want to speak my mind. And I think that's obviously why he said no. But she also said, basically, as soon as they got on the bus to go in there, he stopped talking to her, was talking to all his other friends, kind of ignored her. And at that point, she was just like, this is bullshit. I don't want to be here. If you're not going to talk to me, you're supposed to be my ride or die. And you want to do that. She also said everybody in the house was fake, minus like one or two people who she did not name.
Not Turbo.
And she was just like, not having it. So there's the Emmy story, but whatever.
I mean, RIP once again to Nam. Would love to see you at some point on the show. Hope you come back and make it past an episode.
Nam's goal should just be to see three episodes of a show now.
And make it into the cut, because he was in the first episode and we saw him just walk in and that's about it.
Yeah, then he was crying. Poor my boy, my poor boy Nam was crying. I think the rest of the challenge community was also crying when we learned all the stuff about Nani's mom passing away. And let me just say, on a serious note, we love you, Nani. We hope you're doing better.
Yes, that's awful.
As a podcaster and somebody who likes reality TV to be my escape, I don't need this.
Too much.
I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need to have a dead mother montage edited to I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie. Life is depressing enough. I don't need that out of my reality television, please.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. And then Johnny like talked about it too. And then there was a Casey element to it. I was like, mention it, give us a pick, move on.
Yeah. Do it during the daily. Being like, I'm doing this for my mom. She recently passed away. I'm wearing her necklace now. I'm doing this for her. And move the bus along.
Yep.
I'll follow you into the... No. No. Don't try to ruin that song for me by me thinking depressed thoughts now every time I think about it. I'm going to think of Nani's mom every time I hear that song. Back on Scrubs.
I'm here to find out what a pussy chicken is. I'm not here to cry to Death Cab for Cuties. It's just not why I'm here right now.
Mixie, how do you feel that Turbo has left and you did not get the answer to your question about what is a pussy chicken?
I'm going to DM him. I feel like he'll like my communication style, which is direct and respectful.
Yes.
If I've learned anything, you have to talk to him respectfully.
So much respect needs to be given in order for you to even get an answer out of him or some sort of reply that is not the most passive aggressive thing you will ever see in your life.
It's like, it's kind of art though. Like how this man is able to twist like just the most basic sentence into like basically World War III is honestly very impressive.
Do you want to go in? You do what you want to do. Okay. Well,
I'm asking you. Well, I don't want to. You don't talk to me that way. You don't talk to me that way.
Is this the banana?
The banana.
I will say Laurel's impression of Turbo was very good.
It was.
It was very good. Which brings us to a brand new segment called Getting on Turbo's Shit List, where your favorite podcasters in the game do their best Turbo voice. And let's see if we're better than Laurel and end up on Turbo's list, waiting to see us in elimination. We flipped a coin backstage, and Mixie has won the toss, and she is elected to defer. So, which means I will have to go first.
Oh, yeah, I did. I chose to defer.
That That definitely happened before we started recording and not right here in this moment that I just made up. Okay. Correct. Here we go. Hello, all you pussy chickens. Your man is back. I am Turbo. I am the greatest challenge competitor. Old challenger, garbage. New challenger, great human being. And scene. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to murder me at this. I'm terrible at this stuff. But
I'm surprised that that stayed in that accent and did not go to like Russian assassin, which it was bordering on the entire time.
You killed it. You were action man. Action hero.
Oh, I action hero.
I do front flip. Action hero.
My Tamara.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay,
here we go.
I hate banana. He is number one idiot man. And scene.
I love it so much. Banana, number one idiot man. I lion. He pussy chicken.
Banana.
Well, boys and girls, the right reality, the number one, I'm sure, is on Turbo's list now to see us in elimination. Joke's on you, Turbo. We'll never be invited on the show. So
yeah, I don't math and I don't read. I also don't trivia. I'm really not the person for this show.
No, and actually, joke's on Turbo as well, because I don't think he's ever coming back on the show at this point. I think he's done.
I don't know. I feel like they're probably very upset that he got eliminated before Jordan got into the house.
I was waiting to talk about that at the end, but here we are.
We can talk about it at the end, or we can talk about it.
No, let's talk about it. I am so depressed by this. I was depressed by the Nani dead mother montage, and then I was happy at the end of the show because I was like, this is incredible. And then I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. Turbo's gone, and Jordan's not there. this is all I wanted. Both I wanted Tori to be there while Jordan got in, and I wanted Turbo to be there. Oh God, I'm missing out. This is so sad.
It would have been great. It really would have. I'm curious if production was like trying to get Nani and Banana to not throw Turbo in, and they were like, "Fuck you, we're doing it anyways."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, it's a good game move. Turbo is a very good competitor, so let's think that this is just because he was being an asshole. That's the reason you can do it. Is be like, he's an asshole. Nobody likes him here. He's gonna snap whenever. But also, he like the final he was on. I don't think he ever. I mean, there was a point where he just like fell into the sand on his face, I believe. But he's an amazing competitor, and he would be somebody I would definitely not want to see in a final. So take a shot while you got the chance. And they got a perfect elimination for that, which we'll talk about in just a little bit.
You want to talk about the daily?
Yeah, let's talk about the daily. The one thing I want to ask first to you is because when Jordan and Tori were, not Jordan and Tori, sorry, when Devin and Tori were talking, they were clearly having a very good friendship moment. And there was like some sort of finger-to-finger touch that they did. Do you remember this? Where they were like,
yeah, it was like the 16th chapel.
Yeah. Corny or cool?
Corny. To be quite frank, though, I think 90% of what they do is corny. If we're just going to put it out on the table, I feel like 90% of what they do is corny. But it's good TV, so I'll allow it. I'm not a huge fan of either of them.
Okay.
I flip-flop on the like-dislike thing with them. I'm just not really rooting for either one of them.
I could see that
at this point. And I kind of just want like the screen time of the show to be on people that I'm rooting for. And I'm not really getting that. I think that's like my only one issue that I'm having with the season so far is they're kind of really focusing on certain people. And I mean, there was at one point they were like panning the competitors before the daily. I saw some brunette girl and I was like, I have never seen you.
I think that's, I think I know who you're talking about. That's Fessy's partner, I think.
No, it wasn't her. There was another brunette girl.
Oh.
I know who Fessy's partner is just strictly because I can tell Fessy wants to fuck her and she doesn't want to fuck him. And I love that. But there was another brunette girl. I don't know. She had like eye makeup on. I couldn't tell you. I was like, who the fuck is this person? But, you know, we're focused on Dave and Dave touching tips, I guess. And that's what we're watching. So whatever. Just personally feel like there's probably other things going on that I would be more interested in.
You know what? I also say Mom LaFrank said the same thing. She did not leave a take this week just because of the timing of everything going on.
Of course, we're on the same page.
Shocking, right? Yeah. She was like, I just wish we were seeing more people. It seems to be just focused on the other thing. I was like, well, because they're trying to tell a specific story within this time frame. But it does seem weird that we have an hour and a half of the show now, and it seems like we see less than we used to see with just an hour. But that's where we are. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of time for the daily this week. Mixie, how did you feel about the daily this week?
You mean DQ City? I mean, how many people actually accomplished this daily? Like six teams, maybe five?
1.4 people.
I mean, it was a good one. It was entertaining. It was the montage of everyone DQing was a great time. Really chef enjoyed kiss. That.
Just an absolute chef kiss.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. There were some things that happened during this daily that I would like to touch on.
Okay. I just want to say I want this daily every single week. I love this so much. It was fun. It was interesting. It was hilarious. TJ giving people props.
It was quick, too.
It was just like you knew what needed to be done. It wasn't an overcomplicated thing. You can see how well or how poorly somebody is doing, and I like a daily like that.
I also really liked that they had it set up where like the part of the teeter totter that was down was towards the men's side.
Yeah.
So every time that a girl beat them up the ladder, they just were standing there waiting for the guy to jump onto the platform. I loved that little aspect of it. That was fun. I want to start off with my arch nemesis, who in this episode has coined the phrase that he is Scuba Nelly, because apparently he has finally, after I don't know how many seasons and how many lost dailies, decided to get some swimming lessons.
Yeah.
congratulations to him.
Congratulations.
Took how many years for him to be able to do that?
Absolutely amazing. I love somebody giving themselves their own nickname.
Yeah, but if anybody's going to do it, it's fucking Nelson.
Obviously.
He said something that I really want to dive into. So, Steven, if you wouldn't mind, could you play that clip?
The relationship I have with Norris is perfect. I'm telling you, people, when we put our pants on, I put one leg in, Norris puts one leg in, and we zipping that thing up together, baby. That's called ride or die.
This man, I don't think he knows how pants work. Literally, last episode, he has this quote revelation, this incredible take about how two people can't drive a car.
Right.
But yet he thinks two people can share a pair of pants.
The juxtaposition of those.
I would think, in all honesty, it'd be easier for two people to drive a car than two people to wear a single pair of pants.
I think I figured this out.
Okay, yeah, please explain it to me, because it's not making any logical sense at all.
Well, Nelson was thinking about getting into some girl's pants, and so he confused those ideas and was like, I want to get in her pants, but we can both be in a set of pants.
But they zip it up together.
Yeah, and he was supposed to say, like, she's going to zip down my zipper when she pulls my penis out, right?
I just don't think that he's ever had sex before, but that's a whole other conversation.
I feel like he's definitely had a lot.
No. Okay, everybody, we're spreading a rumor that Nelson's a virgin. Everybody get on Twitter. I feel like he'd get really pissed at that.
I heard this at the right reality has some inside knowledge.
I feel like he'd get really mad if it went around that he was a virgin.
Is that what he could be the most mad about? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Or he'd be like, you're not a good person. And he's like, just don't call me a virgin.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that I put my dick in stuff.
You can tell me that I'm awful at the challenge. I'm an awful person. I don't think before I speak. Everything that comes out of my word is out of my mouth is just moronic. But how dare you think that I've never had sex? That is where I draw the line, ma'am.
Everybody slide into Scoob and Nelly's DMs and let him know that you know his secret.
The right reality. just DM them at the right reality has exposed you.
I lost it at that whole thing was just amazing. You know, I dislike him strongly, but it's funny.
But it got so much better where he was just so confident and he's like up on the top doing his little dance and he jumped across and he just went right fucking off.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
I was just, I rewound that 4 to 5 times just to be like, did my brain make up the fact that it would be great that he fell off? Let me make sure he did fall off. Okay, yes, he fell off. Did my mind now make up the fact that he like danced his way across the thing, doing like a little shimmy before falling off? Let me check that. Oh, he did do both of those things. I love this man on my TV.
Can we talk about how he did a cannonball into what I can only assume is like 6 inches deep of water?
This is also the same.
Turbo also did a front flip into the same 6-inch deep water. Right. Why are they doing this? I don't even think you could dive into that. It was so shallow.
It was a liability nightmare for the show.
What? Yeah.
This is the same setup that we had from the Challenge USA where the guy from The Amazing Race actually jumped in and TJ was like, this is great. I think this is the first time we've seen like a double like little situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just, everything about this daily, I loved so much. I wanted to see it a bunch of times. Allegedly, Olivia and Horacio went first. Not believing that.
Okay.
But getting a shout out from TJ. Just
I know.
Multiple shout outs.
Yeah. It was great.
Fantastic. They did really good. And I would also like to send a message to the assistant editor who is responsible for putting the lower thirds and the names on the screen when Olivia was on screen today in her outfit.
Yeah.
Just leave it down once or twice. Let us get at least one good fucking look, my guy.
Yeah, they kept walking it. They did.
How dare you?
I noticed that too.
How dare you, sir or madam? What are you doing? This is part of the challenge. And then all I have to do is just go to her Instagram and I get what I need.
Can we talk about the editors, actually?
Yes.
Because there is something during this that killed me. You know how there's multiple times that we talk about, like, I would like to know what's going on, like some sort of time or...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You do?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Why? Okay. Well, we ask for information all the fucking time. What information do you get me? Johnny and fucking Nani jump into the water. We get a, I would say, medium wide shot. And they fucking, we just saw Nani and Johnny jump into the water. It literally was the clip before it. They go medium wide and they drop a fucking like pin line to point to Nani in the water saying, and then with a name tag saying it's Nani. I am well aware that that is Nani. We all are not confused on that. There's about 8,000 other things that I would like the information for, but you guys drop a pin on Nani after she, you just showed me her jumping into the water. You just showed it to me in the clip before.
And TJ goes, now up is Bananas and Nani. And then we see them jump in the water. Who else is in there? Who else would be in the water? Why are you doing this?
It also was like, it was a tight enough, it was a close enough shot. It wasn't even wide enough to the point where I couldn't see her face. I could still clearly see that it was her.
Oh, God.
Why are you dropping a pin at this moment, sir?
Somebody just, I bet you what they did is they bought this, like, lower thirds package.
And they were like,
and we call them little call-outs. They bought it on Envato Market. And they were like, we have to use these because we bought them. And they decided to put it there, and they decided to block Olivia's boobs and the cleave. And I was just very upset about both of those things.
I was mad about the drop pin on Nani. I was mad. You're gonna finally give me some sort of information, and it's the information that I could clearly see with my eyeballs already.
Oh, God.
And then the hits kept coming. The hits kept fucking coming, because all of a sudden, who comes jogging back in? Casey and her fucking brother.
Where do you guys come from?
They've been, quote, cleared to play now. They've been, that's what TJ said. They've been cleared to play. Just say they got COVID. Why are we all dancing around this show?
Yeah, we tested. They're no longer COVID positive. They can come back into the house. That's all you got to say. And then maybe MTV can throw up a thing at the bottom and be like, hey, just remember, COVID's still a thing. Maybe just, you know, be careful, wash your hands. And, you know, if you want to get a vaccine or not, whatever, just live your life.
Again, great ways to have played it instead of they've been cleared to play.
They've
and then,
been removed from the house. And then Nani had to hear that they got sent home when she showed up and nearly had a nervous breakdown. She's like, well, my mother passed away and now my girlfriend's not here, who I love so much. We understand you love her. We got it.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
We are aware. Everybody knows.
We are good. We got it. She's the love of your life. We got it.
The icing on the fucking cake is they jump in and we hear her brother, Kenny, and I fucking died laughing. He was talking about how Casey was always the popular one and that he was quiet. Have you ever believed anything less than when Kenny said he's a badass?
No. Officially, no.
That man is a sweetheart. He is the nice, quiet guy that is just always there for you. And he's just a nice guy. That man is the bottom of the list of badasses in this competition. I would love to be proven wrong. I'm not going to be.
I'll believe it when I see it, my guy.
Yeah.
And you climbing up a ladder is not going to prove that to me, at least as of yet.
She was standing there waiting for him. Who's the badass?
Well, we know who the badass is. I think that's just something with like a relationship. Be like, yeah, but I'm a badass too, right? And she's like, yeah, you're a badass. Well, my sister Casey, who's a badass, told me I'm a badass. So
I'm definitely a badass.
Takes one to know one. Okay. I would also like to just put it on the record here really quickly. That Olivia at some point during the run of this show will definitely be at least a one-time winner of Ass of the Week.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At least a one-time winner.
Yeah.
And I am certain of that now after watching it this week.
There was a runaway victory that we'll get to in a little bit.
Okay.
That I'm excited to announce. And I'm sure the hotties, as soon as they saw it, were like, this is it.
This is it.
It was a display I was not prepared for. I'll say that.
Okay.
That was the daily. I wasn't surprised that Johnny and Nani won.
No, not really. I thought from as much as they pumped up Olivia and Horacio there, who absolutely beasted that, and that is something to be mindful of for the rest of this episode and for, I think, the rest of the season, how well they did, how well he did. He was flying. The fact that they showed TJ saying that multiple times was very interesting. They don't usually do that at all. Now, whether he's saying that every season and they're choosing not to show that, we don't know. But I just thought it was really interesting that they did that, and maybe that was just the setup for the elimination later.
I think so.
But a great performance by both of them. I think she was very surprised. I'd like to see somebody on this show who comes in, and this is not the thing they do. She's a Love Island girl, as I found out yesterday.
Are you surprised by that information?
I just didn't know what show she was on.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we get people who come in from other shows that we don't really know, you're like, are they just brought in to be like hookup people and stir some shit and just be cute people to look at? They both came to play, and she was, especially in the elimination, I was so proud of just the way she handled herself, and everybody was like, hey, just take a moment. You got this. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. But yeah, that ends the daily, which I really love, and I want to see that every season. Bring it back.
Yeah, it was a good daily. I was very happy with it.
Yeah. Okay. Turbo and Nani arguing in the house.
Yes.
Wow.
It was hard to follow, but I feel like that was kind of part of the entertainment value of it, is that it was just Turbo was just talking out of his ass.
Yeah, I think at one point it had to start where somebody was like, hey, Turbo said he wanted to go in, so if you want to throw him in, I don't think he's going to be upset with you. And Nani's like, okay, well, I had a relationship as his partner. I want to go make sure that...
That's true.
That's true, because...
Yeah.
If they throw him in and he's like, no, I was just saying that, right? Then he's going to be even more upset. How dare you not tell me that I'm going in? So I think it was a genuine question. Hey, I just want to know, do you want to go in? And then it just started to unravel from there.
Yeah.
Which is an absolute unraveling.
I loved everybody in the hallway just like looking in. That was my favorite part of it, was just like the crowd that it brought, and the fact that Turbo was unaffected by the crowd that was there.
And not even just out in the hallway. Like, Jay was like right behind Turbo, be like, hey, can I just get my shirt from behind you? I just need my shirt to sleep in, please.
We're going to the club later. Like, I gotta...
You just move. It's like that TikTok sound. Can I just sneak in right? Let me just sneak in right here. There we go.
Ooh.
it was so funny to me, the whole thing. And then Laurel's outside, his girlfriend's outside, not saying anything.
I know. I feel really bad for her. I think everybody does.
So everyone take out your bingo cards and let's see who won the raffle for last week when I said Tamara's not going to say anything on this show. She's going to be absolutely voiceless at any point where anything goes. Let's check the clock. That's 4 days, 6 hours, and 14 minutes. And as I said that, congratulations if you have that.
Yay!
Congratulations. Send in your ticket. Redeem it online at stevewasright.com and enter in the 86-digit little number on there.
Yes.
And the computer will confirm whether you are at the correct time or not. So congratulations to that. Congratulations. Did you have a favorite part from this argument?
Probably just everybody watching.
Yeah.
Like the peanut gallery situation.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Nani got so angry and upset by it. Like, what were you expecting? I just,
Yeah.
especially as someone who used to be his partner.
Yeah.
You know what you're dealing with. Why are you? I would have asked him once. He would have given that bullshit. And I would have been like, okay, fine. Then I'm going to do what I'm going
to
do.
Then you go in. We'll talk to you when we have the little ceremony later where we'll actually have to talk to you on camera. That was the right opportunity to do it. I think he felt a little disrespected that it was being done in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But I think Turbo would feel disrespected if you picked up a penny in front of him.
He'll find some way to be disrespected. I mean, he'll be like, you didn't look me in both of my eyes. You only looked at my left eye and you have to look at my right eye at the same time.
Yeah, you pussy chicken.
Your eyes don't work like that? I can't relate.
Look into both of my eyes when you call me a fucker. Both of them. Both of them, please, 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 please.
What did you think of the selection of the people into the interrogation?
It made sense. It kind of tracked.
I thought it was a smart play by Johnny. I did. Mr. Banana Man.
Shocking. He had a smart play. He came in and sussed it out really, really quickly and put people in the positions that they did not want to be in.
Yep.
Realistically.
Early.
You are the mayor of Big Brainville. We know this. We respect it. We love it.
It's a heavy crown to bear, yeah.
Which means you have the biggest brain of all.
Okay.
All-knowing, all-insightful.
I think a lot of people in our reviews would disagree with that, but sure.
Was Michelle's tears real, or do you think Jay was right and that she kind of put this on a little bit to get at Nani?
I think that it was a bit of both. I will say... I know I said the season Michelle was on that I don't really remember, but I liked her. I like her a lot. I feel like me and her are two peas in a pod. Mm. All of the things she was saying, I was thinking. The way that she was reacting to stuff is kind of how I would react to stuff. Some might say I'm a bit emotional in certain situations. You could maybe potentially say that. So I think that she was feeling those feelings. I think that she has the ability to push those feelings down and not let them show, but she strategically kind of encouraged herself to get to that emotional state to make Nani feel bad about it and try to get Nani to not pick them, which did work out in their favor. I mean, the whole dagger situation, nobody can say, you know, that that's set up in any way, shape, or form. So once she was already picked, she's in that group before. There's nothing that really can happen. There's always been, once you're in that group before, there's the chance that you're going to get put down there. Yeah. So I think that it was a heady, long game play to do that. Make Nani feel bad. Now Nani, when they were at the club, they were talking and Nani's like, it wasn't personal. Like, I just needed to do what I needed to do. I'm curious if she will now think twice before putting Jay and Michelle in again, because if we're being honest, this is not going to be the first and only daily that Johnny and Nani win. So I'm curious to see how it affects her when they win their next daily. So I would say it's a bit of both. It's a bit strategic and a bit of her actual feelings. What did you think about it?
I thought it was just interesting from the fact that, I mean, they clearly are friends. And she was like, well, I have to take, you know, Johnny was also part of this as well. And it's like, so he gets to overrule your thought everything of your friend going in. What if, like, there was another, like, what if, it didn't make any sense. And then the other thing that was really fucking rich to me, and I'm sure a lot of hotties who are 5 to 7 seasons plus, no offense, are like, you saying it's nothing personal, Nani, about a vote of somebody going into elimination, it's nothing personal, it's game. Hello, Pot. Have you met Kettle? How fucking rich of you.
I'm sure she's done that. That doesn't surprise me.
How rich of you to just sit there stoically and be like, it's nothing personal. When this has happened to you and you have been in the same situation as her and you've thrown an absolute fucking fit.
I'm sorry. So if it was smart for her to throw Casey in, would she have thrown Casey in?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. If Casey was paired with somebody like on a different alliance.
I mean, if Casey was paired with Jay.
Yeah, great point. And they were like, oh, maybe there's not enough veterans here. We need to do this move. Like, no, of course that wouldn't have happened. Mm-mm. It wouldn't have happened. It just, I literally yelled, oh, that's really rich. oh, How easy is that for you now? Do you now understand why people think you're overly emotional when things happen? They made up at the club, but did they really make up at the club? Like, I don't think Michelle's going to let that go unpunished, if you will. I think if they're in another position, they'd be like, all right, now we're even.
Well, Nani used the card of the dead mom card. I mean, you can't really she pulled the card. She Uno reversed it. I mean,
you can't
there's nothing really Michelle could say to that at that point, you know, especially if they are quote friends. Like, you can't be like, well, I don't give a fuck. You still put me in. What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, am I supposed to think that every decision you make now is going to be clouded by that judgment, you know, of all of that? I just didn't like it. I just thought it was like, come on, Nani. Like, you just can't sit there and like, look at her like really crying. Not somebody who's like just sitting there like with their arms crossed being like, I can't believe you did this. She was sobbing.
Yeah, she was. That's why I do think there was emotion behind it. That's why I do think it wasn't fully calculated.
And I haven't seen our season of Survivor, so I don't know if this is like a move that she does to try to like push herself forward. And if it is, great move. I like it. I want to see it all the time.
I'm telling you, I really like Michelle and Jay. I really do.
I do too. Sneaky smart. Sneaky smart. And they're showing a lot of them. So I think they're going to go far. I think they're big pieces in this season. I like Jay in the role that he is. He's been stuck between a rock and a hard place now with this alliance and him having to save his buddy. I really like that. So while we're at the club that has nobody in it other than the people from the show, which would be a horrible environment for me to want to go to, Laurel and Horacio.
Yes.
Rate Horacio's flirt game for me, Mixie.
I mean, strictly his flirt game is like a 2 out of 10, but a lot of girls are attracted to that.
Oh, really?
He's like this little puppy and he like doesn't know how to talk to a girl. And like, it's so cute that he doesn't know how to do this. And like, I find it so endearing. I think that's more of his play.
Yeah. I have a very important follow up.
Okay.
How does this not work for me then?
It does. What are you talking about? You don't think it works for you?
Well, what I'm saying is,
I also think your flirt game's better than his. So you either have to bring your flirt game down
or not. But I think the whole idea is he gets this because he's also a stunningly good looking dude.
He's really fucking hot.
Yeah. So if you're a really good looking dude like that and your flirt game's bad, it's like, oh, look how cute he is. But if you're like kind of a garbage monster or lagoon creature and your flirt game is bad, she's like, get away from me, you weirdo.
Yeah.
It helps. It helps. Uh-huh. Like, not ugly dudes can do that. Medium guys, not really going to work. Good looking dude who like stumbles over his word and can't look at her. Definitely plays right in. These two are hooking up for sure.
I can't wait for it. And I mean,
good for Laurel.
I'm sure he saw her double cheeked up on the dance floor.
What?
We got Laurel's full ass in camera. Laurel is crowned this week. Ass of the week. I can't believe you didn't see it.
I am shocked that I didn't see it. You guys know I am a Laurel fan. I love the girl.
It was a full screen. Jeez.
How did I miss this?
I don't know how you missed it, but you need to go back and watch it.
I will go back immediately and watch this. As soon as we're done recording, I will go back and watch this.
Yeah, it was before they started flirting. I'm sure he saw her giving the camera what the camera wanted and needed.
Yeah.
And he was like, I need a slice of that cake, please. One slice, sir.
One slice today. The rest of the cake for the rest of the year, please. Can we put it in the fridge? Do we have a cake saver we could put in the fridge, please?
I would love a doggy bag for that.
Oh, yeah. Give me the insanely large Cheesecake Factory to-go bag, please.
Oh, yeah. Especially when it's like all of the colors are on there. And so everybody in the fucking parking lot knows where you just came from.
Yeah. Just know you just absolutely feasted out. And know that you probably spent 20 hours looking at that GD menu.
Oh, absolutely. You were like, what page are you on? You know?
Hot take. That menu needs to be chopped in fourth. Too many things.
I love the big menus. I love it. It's like a diner. It's like a diner that isn't a diner.
You're right. It is.
Way too many things on the menu.
You're right. Just too many things. And that's a problem.
Every diner has that too.
Yeah. And a lobster. And a lobster.
And a lobster.
Ladies and gentlemen, hotties, the doctor is in. Dr. Mixie is here. Dr. Mixie gives the best advice to people who need it, everybody in need.
Dr. Mixie has no credentials, for the record. Go ahead, continue.
Legally, we have to say that.
Yeah.
Do not DM her and ask for advice, although that would be a very interesting segment.
I mean, you can, but I cannot imagine what I'll tell you, and I can't promise.
The right reality will not be held personally, financially, or emotionally liable for the advice.
This is not financial advice.
No, except diamond hands forever.
Absolutely. Don't ever sell what you bought. You can't lose if you don't sell.
Never sell. Don't sell if Playboy is in the garbage.
I can't get into Playboy right now.
Just listen, don't sell.
It's on sale, everybody. You do what you want with that information.
Again, the right reality is not a financial service.
No, and I do not have a doctorate in any way, shape, or form. Continue.
But if you wanted to, now's the time to buy.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Mixie is in. Office hours are open. And the only client on the docket today is Raven. Raven has this complaint.
I am trying to have a good time, but knowing that I am going up for elimination, I'm very anxious and nervous. And I think my partner is spending a lot of time with the girl because he's afraid that he might be leaving. And right now, I really need him. And he's not giving me much assurance either.
Okay, Dr. Mixie, your advice for Raven is what?
Raven. Girl, this man is not worth this. If you need to have a conversation with him about this, this is going to be a wild take, everybody. Buckle up.
Whoa.
Use your mouth, make it open and close a few times, and say the words to him, and that's it.
That's it.
If you feel like he's being a man whore, because he is, and shockeroo, I don't know how I know this. Steven knows this. Everybody that watched All Star Shores knows this. The guy can't function without putting his dick in something. Why are you surprised that he's more focused on inserting than going down to the zone?
The zone. He's not
even thinking about the zone. The zone he's thinking about is in that girl's pants. That's the only zone he cares about. And I don't understand why you, as his quote, ride or die, don't know this.
Yeah, this is 101 shit right here. This is ride or die 101 shit.
Johnny Appleseed just wants to spread his seed.
Yeah.
That's all he's focused on right now.
Facts.
Is planting the seeds in all of the gardens he can go to.
As we used to say, just break up. Just break up. Just talk to him. Just go up and be like, hey, easy. I'm a little nervous. Can you talk to me? Can we hang out? Can we just be here? My mind is going crazy. Nobody wants to talk to me. You've left me. I thought we were going to like hang out on the show. You found something shinier and crazier that's allegedly in more music videos than one. You know?
Allegedly.
You know? Whatever.
This whole like Johnny Raven situation in this episode in particular, I felt like could have been cut.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary.
No.
We all knew what was going to happen. We all knew Turbo was going to get put in and that the other three were going to be put at the dagger. If Johnny Appleseed had pulled the safe dagger, he would have probably saved Jay.
Yeah.
If Jay and Michelle pulled the safe dagger, which they did, they would have saved Johnny. And he clearly made a deal with Olivia when they were sitting outside at that pool for Olivia and Horatio to save Johnny. So he was not going to go in.
He knew what he's watched the show. He knows what he's doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just Just let him do his thing. And if you want to like not be a part of that, then make friends with other people there and just be like, hey, go up. You know what? The ladies would gladly take you in and be like, hey, can I hang out with you guys? Because my partner clearly just wants to fuck other things. That's not me. Do you mind if I just hang out with you? I'm sure they'd be like, hang out with us, honey. Just hang out here. We're good. Let's have some drinks. Let's have some fun. Hang out with Olivia. Olivia looks like she's having a blast at all times.
Yeah. I also feel like I don't really like Amber, but I feel like Raven and Amber could be great friends.
Yeah. Hang out. Just, I mean, I'm sure she's all over Chauncey, you know, but whatever. Yeah. Just hang out. Hang out. Have a ball. Hang out. Have a ball. Uh-huh. All right. Let's get to the zone.
Getting in the zone.
The zone. AutoZone. Again, not an ad. DMs are open. Okay. Turbo putting on cologne as he heads to elimination is one of the classiest things I've ever seen.
Icon. He's an icon. Get it? I don't get how people hate him so much. It's fucking hilarious.
I go to elimination, but must make sure I don't smell like pussy chicken.
Yeah. And I respect that. And I like that. Good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. For the second week in a row, Mixie, the draw is great.
So good.
All of you who did not think the draw was going to be great, who was just going to be convoluted, just extra steps, what do you think now?
I don't think that, and I never did, for the record. Just so everybody.
Noted. We'll put it on the record along with me thinking Olivia's going to win Ass of the Week at some point. It's on our list.
Yes.
Noted.
It's on the list.
I love the draw. Second week in a row, both people pulled and nothing on there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was fantastic. You can't make the shit up. How did you feel about the elimination?
I'm fine with it. I know people are like, oh, it's not really fair. It's never been fair, guys. It happens all the time.
That's part of the game. I don't like, didn't Beth get all pissed a couple seasons ago because everyone was helping John A and not her?
Yeah.
Listen, that's this game. If the game was you go into elimination and everybody else goes back to the house and sits at the TV and watches it, that's a different game.
Oh, I kind of like that.
But that's a different game. That's just a different game.
Different show.
Yes. And or like if they did that for a whole season, then that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. But this has always been a part of it. There's always been some sort of help or no help from the peanut gallery. I just don't understand this. This was cheating. And I agree. Turbo and his girlfriend would have won if there was no peanut gallery. They would have.
I think so. I think they would have got it dialed in. Poor Olivia looked like she was about to watch a family member be executed.
Uh-huh. She had no idea what she was
doing. She was so amped up. And again, coming from Love Island, where you're just hanging out, being hot all day and making breakfast and then, you know, sneaking into corners to talk to people. It's a very wildly different thing, and I can imagine the pressure on you being like, oh my God, I don't want to let my partner down. That's what I love about a season like this is you're tied to somebody that she clearly knows very well. She's like, I don't want to let him down. Johnny being like, Olivia, and she looks up at him, and he's like, calm down. Big time move for Bananas. I know people think he's a piece of shit, and that was going to help him because he wanted Turbo, which it did, but that it doesn't negate the point that I think they did really, really well. It's one thing we have heard time and time again. I'm sure you've seen when people are yelling and sometimes people are like, stop yelling. You're getting me confused. I think they handled it really well. And tough elimination to do without any help. But I enjoyed it. The last 5 minutes of this episode, including the elimination and Jordan walking in, absolutely fantastic television.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this elimination was set up to have some sort of help from the peanut gallery because it was facing them. Like, it was facing the people up top more than it was facing the people that were actually in the zone.
The zone.
It was set up for them to be helped by the house. I wish that we had more Turbo because I think he's fucking hysterical. You know, he didn't have friends in the house and so he wasn't helped. And that's just the way the cookie crumbled in that situation. You can't get mad at everybody in that house because they used their mouth.
And if this was somebody that you disliked that you wanted out from the show, I don't think you would have had the complaint. I know people are like, this is just the only way that they won was because of this. I don't know. We will never know that.
Yeah, we'll never know.
But the fact of the matter is, Turbo was put in because he was being an ass. If he didn't want to go in, he could have just simply said no.
Yeah.
Or yes. But he didn't want to say anything. He was too prideful. I think Nani was right by saying that. Plus, he didn't know who he was going to go in against. Turbo wants to go in when he's like, I want to take this person out. Let me do it. different scenario where it's like, we're going to put you in and then who you're going to go against is a draw. He might have liked Olivia and Horatio. And then that's why he maybe not wanted to do it, but that's not how it lined up. So this could have all been avoided if he just answered Nani's question very simply at the very beginning.
Yep.
It would have been a much different situation there. I loved it. I was so happy for Horacio and Olivia to get a first victory there. I think they did really well. I love to see people get their first victory and the joy that it brings them and that just energy. Nobody seemed to have a problem when they celebrated when they won versus when Johnny won. You know, against more people. But, you know, that's the way it goes, as you said.
Yep.
And then Jordan walks in.
Yeah.
I wanted to have just like, you know, when you're on the Zoom like we are, I wanted like the bottom corner to just be always on Tori. Like just Tori too. Cam. Like after the final rose. Just right down there at the bottom. Yeah.
I'm just still so annoyed that they announced these people coming before the show. It just was upsetting. And also like they left it on this quote cliffhanger of who's going to be Jordan's partner. We all know who it's going to be. Why are you doing this?
Well, because it's going to be a double whammy, I think, for Tori, right? It's going to be like, oh, he's here and his partner is
my co-host,
my best friend and co-host of a fictional thing recorded with audio that nobody's ever heard of before and definitely not promoted on the show.
Yeah.
Why? 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 We know what's going to happen. It's fine.
Just don't tell me. Don't tell us originally. Like, if you're going to do this edit, don't tell me originally. Don't put Casey in the fucking trailer at a whole different fucking elimination or daily when you fucking pulled her out of the house because she had to leave the house. Like, you're just ruining all of the fucking twists and turns that you have produced. You're ruining them all.
I'm letting you know right now. And I think everybody listening, hotties include, will agree. If no one knew Jordan was coming and Jordan came out of the shadows like that, top five moment in the show history.
Yes.
But we all knew it was coming. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it to the heavens, which I did. But Jordan walking out without anybody knowing Jordan was coming into the game. And you like the reaction. Nobody there knew he was coming. That is clear.
No. But
as the fans at home, if we're like, who is that? We're trying to figure it out too. And he came through and he pulled his thing off. And we're like, holy shit, it's Jordan.
And then they cut to Tori's first reaction. Like, that would have been number one trending on Twitter. That would have, the next week's episode numbers would have skyrocketed. People would have gone back, even if they hadn't watched it originally. And they see on Twitter, oh my God, Jordan came? Holy fuck, I got to get back into this.
Whoa, how did I miss that? How did I miss that? It would be like, it's like what happens in WWE when people know somebody is returning. It's ruined. It's ruined because you're like, oh, they're going to be back at the next pay-per-view or whatever. Uh-huh. Where's this person coming out? Versus when you really don't know somebody's coming back and their music hits and you go, holy fuck. John Cena's music hits, and you're like, John fucking Cena's here. Da, 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 da. I'm so proud of you for knowing that. Oh my God.
Of course.
Look at our girl.
Of course. Da, 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 da.
Those pops are incredible. I mean, we still had a great. Oh, look, she's doing. You can't see me on me.
I know.
The biggest pop was still last weekend when last week or 2 weekends ago, Bray Wyatt returned. Absolutely incredible pop. Fantastic. What a great moment.
See, you're going too deep now. I'm surface level.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah, there you go.
What a good episode.
That does it. I can't wait for the conversations to start between Jordan and Tori. I hope it's every single week. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I assume Bananas knew he was there. I don't know. They're at the same hotel. But if I'm Fessy, I'm shitting myself. Fessy is sitting there going, at the beginning of the season, okay, my competition is basically Turbo. That's my competition.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he's like, okay, fuck. Bananas is here. Shit.
I keep forgetting he's on the show, to be honest with you. Fessy?
Yeah. And then Jordan walks in, and he's like, great, I have two multiple victory champions on this show I got to go through now. Great. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk about some music, Maxie. Let's talk about some music.
Yes, we need to talk music, and we also need to talk Previously On, because we're about to go 2 for 2.
2 for 2. Where would you like to start? Would you like to start on Previously On?
Yeah, let's do it, just so we can close that book.
Okay.
It is your turn to go first.
I will say Previously On this week is going to be... I'm going to go Nelson.
Okay, Scuba Nelly.
Scuba Nelly. At the site of the Daily.
Okay.
Doing some sort of Previously On situation.
Okay. Yeah. Is he in the water?
No, he is out of... Ooh. He's out of the water.
Out of the water. Okay. You just had to give me another layer.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Out of water. Got it.
I wanted to say in the courtyard, but courtyard doesn't exist anymore.
Courtyard doesn't exist.
Even though they're still in the same city where the courtyard does exist.
Yeah, they could go there. I would have put it past.
In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to put it in there because we're going to go 2 for 2. And then they're going to be like, we have to go to our complete alternate, which is the courtyard. They'll never see it coming. We see it coming.
We're always seeing it coming. Nani and Bananas is my Previously On. Nani and Bananas on the teeter totter after they've won.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Saying Previously On the challenge. I'm going safe.
Previously on the challenge, I came back to save the show. Something like that.
Watch it be that brunette girl that we don't know what her name is.
No clue who we're talking about at this point. Yeah. She might have just snuck into the show and nobody knows.
She's not supposed to be there. Well, let's get into music. The playlist is updated. And everything's great. I'm sure you guys are all following the playlist.
Yeah, playlist at Spotify for all the songs.
I saw some people tweeting about it.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
What do you have for your song this week, Mixie?
You know, it was as always, it was a difficult decision. Yeah. But I have decided to go with an artist name that I cannot say, so I'm not gonna try. The song is called Hideaway.
Can I say I'm not too familiar with this song?
I would say that I understand that.
Okay.
I am familiar with doing things that I shouldn't have been doing while this song was playing.
Okay.
This was some college mixed jams.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
With some activities that I will not go deeper into because... Well, actually, my parents still listen to this. I was doing drugs. I'll tell my mom. Absolutely, I did a bunch of drugs to this song. I am once again broken, Steven.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to tell that. My parents don't listen. I did drugs.
It took me back to a fun time in college.
Firecracker days.
Yeah. Back in my firecracker mix times, as always. Like, I like to drop those in here and there. Definitely did drugs to that song. Love Hideaway.
I'm going with a good old Fall Out Boy song, Sugar We're Doing Down. Just a great song. And what makes this song even better, because it's a great song to begin with, is the fact that everybody was dropping during the Daily to this song was just another level of it. I just love the edit of that again, just everybody falling down because they were like, oh, look at these two groups. And then it was like, and then drop.
It was a great song for that compilation. It was a perfect song.
Really well done. And then which leads us into the return, surprise, of quote of the week. It has to do with what was happening during the Daily and all these types of things. And shockingly, it's Davin.
I'm so proud of you.
I love you. My fingers feel like they have chlamydia. Brutal.
I hate you. How do you know that feels like?
I've had it several times.
I will say this. Tori just listening to what Davin has to say and Tori naturally reacting to him, she is hilarious to watch. Just like she is really into like whatever she's listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. She was dying laughing. I want to watch these two like watch TV shows together and comment about
it. Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Little goggle box action.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic. That wraps it up. I know we have hotties and reviews, but listen, again, life is crazy. Life is crazy. This is.
We should be on a good schedule in the next like week or two. There's some things happening, but behind the scenes that I'm not going to say anything about until it happens. But you guys should be really excited because there's fun stuff happening. Make sure you join the hotties. Link in the description. We will be reading off all of the new hotties once we get to it. So make sure you join. We have great banta. The hotties page. So link in the description. Follow that. Steven's been live tweeting a little bit while he's watching the show. So you can check us out on Twitter, The Right Reality. And also, Steven just does not miss. This guy is making incredible reels on Instagram
and TikTok.
You got to check them out. They're relatable as hell. And you got to make sure you're following us there. So check us out at The Right Reality on Instagram
and TikTok.
We're on TikTok? I don't even know about this.
Look at this. This is where they start. I put them on TikTok to begin with, and then I copy them over to Reels.
Oh my god.
So follow
TikTok. I don't think you can say that out loud. They're gonna fucking take us. Yeah.
What's his name is gonna be honest.
Mr. Squidface Mosier.
Mosier.
I hate that guy. Fuck that guy.
Every time I see his name, I just think of like the Mosey for us old people. The like the French, was he an elephant? Mosey.
I don't know.
Je m'appelle Mosey.
This guy, I said squid face to try to be nice about it. I don't know why I'm being nice. I literally just said I did drugs 10 minutes ago. He is a squid dick.
I always love how his things are just like, this is going to help the community. Okay. Okay.
It's not. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I fucking.
These are years behind. It doesn't matter. Okay. All right, guys. That wraps it up. We love you very much. I hope you have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.